because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives in you and will be in you. He lives in you and will be in you. We need to allow the Spirit to guide us. Jesus invites us to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. To lead us into all truth. Once we begin to follow God's lead, we will be able to experience the best life possible. Until we learn to allow the Spirit of God to lead us, we are not going to experience our best life possible. We are not going to experience the abundant life that Christ came to give to us. Why? Because we will constantly be coming back to the only truth we're standing on at all, one that will never lead us astray. We need to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back to the one constant truth, the truth that never changes from day to day. We need to keep coming back to it. I'm sure that you can think of a time in your life when you needed the guidance or needed guidance and went to God's word and to God's people. I'm sure you can think of a time or two when you were faced with the circumstances in your life and you said, you know what? I can't follow my heart. I can't do what makes me happy. I can't even go to the world. I can't even ask my friends. I need to go to God's word. I need to pray about it, and I need to seek godly wisdom from other godly people. We've all had those times in our life when we know that we just have to do that. And we know the outcome. We know the outcome when we do that. I'm going to tell you, it takes devotion, and it takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of pain to learn to walk in step with the Spirit as you follow the teachings of Scripture. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy, because I'm telling you the world can put out some things that are very enticing and seductive. It's not easy. There will always, listen to me, there will always be temptations to veer off the path and go adventuring through the rough patches. There's always going to be that temptation to walk down the rocky road where you're not sure if your next step is going to land on solid ground or not. But if you do that long enough, you're going to slip and you fall. You're going to slip and you fall. But there's always going to be that temptation. There's always going to be that temptation to do that. The abundant life is found in the kingdom of God, and the Holy Spirit was given as a gift to help and lead you along the way. I'm going to close with this. I'm going to tell you, the world is constantly and consistently on a daily basis trying to draw you into its values. Every single day, everywhere you turn, the world is constantly trying to draw you in, to suck you in to its values. It's trying to seduce you. It's trying to entice you. And it's trying to destruct you. But today, as we begin this new series, we all have the opportunity to invite the Spirit of God to guide us into scriptural truth. And the one thing that we can stand on is knowing that it will remain firm. We don't have to worry about our next step if it's going to be on solid ground. If we stand strong on the scriptural truth, then our next step will always be solid ground. The first step is to call out and recognize any false truth or principles you believe you may have. You need to call it out. You need to recognize it. I gave a couple examples earlier, but for reference, it would be things like follow your own heart, as I said. Do whatever makes you happy. You're an army of one. You can become anything you set your mind to be. Well, I'm going to tell you that's not true. Yet you hear it all the time, and you hear it under good intentions, right? people have pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and they've made something out of themselves, and they come and say, you can do anything that you set your mind to be, to do. Well, I'm going to tell you, if it's not God's will, it ain't going to happen. If it ain't God's will for you to be a professional golfer and play in the Masters, it ain't going to happen. I don't care how much you set your mind to it. It's not going to happen. If it's not God's will for you to be a linebacker in the NFL, it ain't going to happen. I don't care if you set your mind to it or not. We cannot allow our hearts to deceive us. We need to stand firm on the truth of God's word. The next is admitting how enticing and attractive some of these principles are. We have to recognize them, and then we have to admit that they can be enticing and they can be attractive. It does us no good to pretend that they aren't. You're just lying to yourself. It does us no good to pretend that they aren't enticing. But it also does us no good to think that we have to simply avoid it and avoid the pervasive false teachings that is rampant in the world simply because we don't like it. It does us no good to simply think we can just avoid it. Because I'm telling you, if you're not standing firm on the promises and the truth of God's word, you're not going to be able to avoid the worldly lies and values that are thrust upon you. You won't be able to do it. And finally, we must trust in the Spirit to lead us and guide us into His and through the truth. We must allow the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us into and through the truth. So here are the questions that I will close with. You choose to stand firm. Are you going to choose to stand firm today? And every day going forward. Are you going to trust to choose the leading of the Spirit? And are you going to make a daily commitment to God's word? We have to do those things. It's not merely enough to recognize false teachings. We got to go take an offensive stand too. We have to trust in the leading of the Spirit. We have to trust in the leading of the Scriptures. And we have to make a daily commitment to the Scriptures. Look, our Christian faith is on a crash course with culture. And there's going to be a collision. You see the collision daily. You live in that conflict daily, probably. We need to be prepared. We need to call it out when we see it, and we need to stand firm on God's word. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. Lord, I thank you for the warnings of the Apostle Paul this morning. He is warning us about these false teachers, about this false truth. He is warning us that some will be deceived, that some will be led astray. He is warning us that some just want their ears tickled with the things they want to hear. He is warning us that we can easily fall into this trap of trying to find a truth that aligns with our own desire. Lord, we thank you for those warnings. Lord, I pray that we would take them seriously, that we would heed to them, that we would listen to them, that we would understand them. Lord, and I pray that you give us a boldness and the courage to call out the false teachings when we see them, to recognize them and call them out and say, no, that is not aligned with God's word. No matter how nice it sounds, no matter how cute it sounds, no matter how good it makes me feel, give us the boldness to say, no, that does not align with the truth of God's word. And Lord, again, I pray that you would invade our hearts with your Spirit so that we may walk in your truth. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. Amen and amen. Please stand if you are able.